is Dharma of WGXC, and I'm here at the Catskill Community Center San Francisco. We're introducing new radio talent today, our own producers, our presenting Yo Henry. And here's Michael to introduce our first group.
Supervisor with the kids. Pretty much what we do is we keep the kids from getting hurt and we just play games with the kids and keep them having fun.
And now for a PSA.
Make a commitment to recycling today.
The most obvious answer may be because it helps save landfill space, but recycling can also save energy and natural resources. Consider these facts. Recycling one glass bottle saves enough electricity to light a 100-watt bulb for 4 hours. It takes 95% less energy to manufacture aluminum cans from recycled cans than from raw ore. Recycling one ton of newspaper saves 17 trees and 7,000 gallons of water.
Help conserve our natural resources by recycling. Find out what items your local recycling program will accept and separate those from your household trash.
Make a commitment to recycling today.
Thanks, everyone. And now a little noise making from the Noisettes.
Thank you.
Yankees won the last year's World Series.
Thanks, Jeremiah. Danielle?
Eminem
was in jail.
But he is out continuing his career as a songwriter. And did you know that he curses a lot in his songs? And he has a daughter named Haley. And he has a show, 8 Mile. It is a bad show. Now continuing with Eminem. Lil Wayne is in jail. They found guns in his tour bus, and he didn't pay his permits, so he got arrested. Now off to Rasheed.
We should try to save cats because there are a lot of cats that stray and live out in the streets. All of us here in the world, we should save homeless cats that are by themselves. We should really save them because there are a lot on the streets.
Is there anyone that's an inspiration to you in saving homeless cats?
Yes, this one time when I was watching this TV show, this lady goes outside and always tries to go save homeless cats. She had about 66 cats in her house and they were all stray. Her whole house is filled with cats. I wonder how her house looks right now.
Thanks, Rasheen.
Well, hello, I'm Jared. And I'd like to ask Danielle for a question because of the kids. But recently I've been noticing that there hasn't been many kids playing out in the sidewalks or playing ball recently outside. Back when I was younger, I used to see a lot of kids and my friends who'd play outside no matter what the temperature would be and the weather. And we'd always hang out and always have fun throughout the day. But I'm wondering now if Danielle would like to answer, like, what's going on with kids? How come there's not much kids outside?
Because they all have video games like PSPs and DSIs and that. So they're continuing on playing the games and not focusing on, like, what's outside, what you can do outside and, like, play.
Thank you, Danielle.
Yeah, Justin, did you have some questions about kids going back to school?
Yeah. Rasheen, how do you feel about going back to school?
Well, I'm not really
excited, but yeah, I think I'll meet some new friends and stuff and have fun there like I did last year. And I'm moving on to fifth grade. I think I might like school a little bit.
Did you have fun this summer?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Justin. And now we have a public service announcement from Danielle.
Better Than a Ride, Harry Potter, Captain Underpants. Every year, there are hundreds of attempts to remove books from schools and libraries. Celebrate your freedom to read and write, to choose your book during Banned Books Week, September 25th to October 2nd. For more information, go to www.ala.org. B books. Speaking of books, here's a little music from a movie adaptation of Merlin Syndic's Where the Wild Things Are.
John, Cameron, and myself, Allison. And I will be doing Makila and Sarah. Now going back to Makila.
I'm going to interview John, Cameron, and Allison. And here first is John to tell us about his really fun time at Zoom Club. Then is Cameron, then is Allison. Please enjoy the show. Where did you go for your summer?
I went to Zoom Club.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
Where did you go with?
My family.
What was your favorite part?
When I went down the canyon plunge.
Okay. Thank you. And now we're here with Cameron and his slingshot.
This summer, like a couple days ago, I got back at my friend. I took a slingshot and hooked it to the door, and when he walked through, I put something there and then I let it go and it hit him. Pretty funny.
Was it fun?
Yes, it was.
Did your friend like it?
Not really, but he fell down crying.
Thank you. And here's Allison to interview her few people.
Hi, my name is Allison, and I'm going to be interviewing Makila. Hi, Makila. What did you do this summer?
This summer, I spent a lot of time with my friends and family.
Where did you go?
I went camping, but near Vermont.
What do you do? What did you do?
I had lots of fun playing cool games and just hanging around.
Thank you. Now I'm going to interview Sarah. What is your favorite kind of food?
Pizza.
What pizza? What do you like on it?
Oh, gosh. I like putting a lot of vegetables on it. So I like putting tomato and spinach. I like putting mushrooms. And sometimes I put sausage on it, too.
Do you cook it yourself?
Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things to make. And right now I'm building a pizza oven at my house so I can make it every day.
Is it yummy?
It's always yummy. Sometimes I burn it when I forget about it in the oven.
And do you learn to make it?
My dad taught me to make pizza. He's a big pizza baker. He bakes bread, too.
Thank you. Now going back to Makila.
And now it's time for a public service announcement. Ongoing audio workshop led by Derma Daly and Emily Benson are held every Monday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the WDXC studio in Hudson, New York. Learn to record audio, edit stories, interview subjects, talk on the radio, care for equipment, and other aspects of radio. Contact Derma Daly at DermaWDXC.org or Emily Benson at EmilyWDXC.org for more information. And back to Allison.
Okay. Thanks. Next up, we'll be hearing a piece from our friend from Mean Young Radio Project. Enjoy.
Cigarette ads were placed awfully close to candy racks and to toy racks. don't sell as many cigarettes as they used to, simply because they can't display the ads and products as well. However, that leaves convenience stores. There are 140,000 convenience stores in the United States. And about 63% of cigarettes sold in the United States are sold in convenience stores. 34% of all purchases in convenience stores are cigarettes. So what better place to put a poster for your Marlboro? Of course, cigarette spokespeople are denying that they are targeting their ads at youth. But how can you deny it when they're in plain view of anyone walking into a store and when they're within a foot of candy? The main reason I ever went into a convenience store as a kid was to get a Twix or a Snickers. So of course I was walking by hundreds of ads. Clearly, tobacco companies are exploiting a loophole in this master-settlement agreement of 1998. For Blunt Youth Radio, this is Rachel Neeson.
Hi, we're back with Yo Henry on WGXC. We're here in Catskill with Miranda, Emily, and Brandon. And today we're going to talk about what music, movies, or video games are coming out that we're excited about, what sports we like, what subjects in school we like, and with some pointers on what to do if you get bored. So first let's start with media. What movies, music, video games, books are either new or coming out soon that you're excited about? What about you, Brandon?
I'm excited about Diary of a Wimpy Kid because it's very funny, I heard, and I can't wait to see it.
How about you, Emily?
I like the Mario movies because it's funny.
How about you, Miranda? Do you have anything that you're excited about? No? All right. Well, let's move on to sports, because I know we talked about sports a lot earlier. What sport is the most fun to play? Like, what sport do you enjoy playing the most? How about Miranda?
I like football because I like to tackle people. I like softball because my mom coaches, and so does my friend's mom.
I like basketball because
the way the game is played is just really fun to watch and play.
I like swimming best because I like being in the water, and because you don't have to worry about getting all sweaty because you just get wet from the water. So now, what is your favorite sport to watch? So you don't have to be good at it. You just have to enjoy watching it. How about Miranda on this one?
I like to watch baseball because I like to see what other teams are good at. I like watching racing with my dad because it's fun.
I like watching baseball because it's very intense.
I like watching soccer because they are very talented and strong and fast. Cool. So now moving on to school. What is your favorite subject in school, Miranda? And why is it your favorite?
I like math because I like to find the answers. I like writing because I like writing about people.
I like math because it doesn't involve a lot of writing, but it's still really fun.
I'm not in school right now, but I like anything that gives me an excuse to read a book. So how about we'll go the opposite direction. Brandon, what subject do you like the least, and why don't you like it so much?
I like writing the least because it hurts my hand after I write a lot.
I like social studies the least because I think it's too hard. I like social studies because, or at least because, it's hard.
Studies can be hard. I think when I was in school, that science was my least favorite, but I think science is pretty cool now. But, moving on, boredom. We were talking about boredom earlier. I'm wondering what makes you the most bored. How about you, Emily?
Sometimes I get bored talking to my friends.
Sometimes I get bored talking to Mikhail.
I get bored watching golf and NASCAR.
I don't have time to get bored very often, but I get bored when I want to be doing something and I can't do it because I'm waiting for other people. So what do you all do when you're bored to make yourself so that you're not bored anymore? What's the best cure for boredom? Right, Miranda?
I like to remember the bored is listening to music.
When I'm bored, I just get up and do 50 jumping jacks.
When I'm not bored, I like to play with my friends.
I don't know what I would do. I guess I would read a book or watch TV or a movie or something. Because stories are awesome. Alright, so I think that was all we were going to discuss, but now it is time for a PSA. Here's Brandon.
Did you know that the number one cause of preventable home fire deaths is smoking? If you smoke, practice these five safety tips to avoid putting your life, your home, and your family at risk.
Don't leave a burning cigarette, cigar, or pipe unattended. If you feel drowsy, put it out immediately. Use deep ashtrays and never smoke in bed.
This message is brought to you by the United States Fire Administration, your local fire department, and this radio station.
Thanks. And now, for a little musical break with the White Stripes.
I'm not afraid to been listening to WGXC broadcast with Catskill Community Center, Summer Campers, production of Yo Henry. Thanks everybody for tuning in.